Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is Majora Carter here with John Hockenberry while Celeste Headley's out on vacation. Horrible snowfall in Europe earlier this week has left holiday travelers stranded in airports all around Europe and the U.S. The storm has actually been dubbed the White Mare before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Well, unless you're one of the people stranded. But one group of stranded travelers is trying to make the most out of the stormy weather.
So jolly, but not too happy. We're stuck here, remember? Okay.
Stranded.
Yes, stranded. It's terrible.
Jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Dashing, 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 dashing through the snow.
Sounds like a video blog.
That's the Jesus College Choir of the University of Cambridge in England. The choir is stuck in Arlington, Virginia this week as they await a flight back home to England. And joining us on the line this morning is Mark Williams, director of the choir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. So you guys were planning to fly out this past Sunday, but you've been stuck in Virginia because of the weather. What have you guys been doing with all of your extra time in the D.C. metro area?
Well, I have to say the temptation to spend the week rehearsing all the music for next year was very strong. But as it's just before Christmas, we thought we'd do something a bit more fun. So we've been off visiting the sights of Washington. Of all the places to be stuck, it's not such a bad one.
So what have you seen? What's one of your favorite places?
We went off to Mount Vernon yesterday where we had a wonderful time. And we've been up to the National Mall. And we have a tour planned of the Capitol building, and so it's all been rather exciting for the boys and the students, actually.
Oh, I bet. And I have to tell you, you had to tell them, don't be so jolly, after all, you're stranded. But the guys really seem to be in pretty good spirits.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that the news stories of people sleeping on the floors in airports make them realize that we've actually done quite well.
Yeah.
And at the moment, it looks like we will be back for Christmas, so... At first, there was a fear that we might not even manage that. And so, all in all, things haven't worked out too badly at all.
Sounds like a song, actually.
Yeah. And you guys are quite the globetrotters because you were in the States because you were performing all over Connecticut, New York, and Virginia. So let's listen to some of your music.
In one shot, you'll appear in one place, and in another shot, you'll appear in another place. And then everybody will think that you're magical.
But you are, you're anyway.
Okay, here we are.
So when do you guys hope to get home?
We hope to arrive on Christmas Day in the morning.
Oh.
On Christmas Day in the morning, man.
Yeah.
That'll be fitting.
You're irresistible.
I think there'll be some rather emotional scenes at Heathrow Airport when the parents get their children back a week late. But we're also hoping that if we fly on Christmas Eve, you know, the route from America to England takes us quite far north. Maybe we'll glimpse Santa on his sleigh.
Oh, that's great. How many singers are with you?
We have 42 people out here at the moment, 16 boy choristers aged between 10 and 13, and another 26 students aged between 18 and 24.
Wow.
Well, good luck, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You guys are wonderful. Take care.
Thank you.
Mark Williams is the director of music at Jesus College at the University of Cambridge in England. They got the best end of the deal.
They did.
They're not on the floor at Heathrow.
Good for them.